And now in the last part of this program, let us listen to a conversation with Mr. Abhishek Narayan Acharya, a member of the Prashanti Bhajan group since 2006. Abhishek joined the Sri Sathya Sai Mirpuri College of Music in Prashantinilam in 2004, and after his diploma and post-diploma in tabla and vocal, he stayed on in Prashantinilam to serve in Radio Sai, and even now continues to play tabla in Prashanti Mandir every single day. In this extract, he shares about the various aspects of playing tabla that he learned directly from Bhagwan. This would really help immensely all those who want to play instruments during Sai Bhajans. Please listen to this conversation with Mr. Abhishek. Finally, Abhishek, I know in this last 5-6 years that you have been part of the Bhajan group, and I know there are plenty of memories associated because it is a long time. So tell us of those indelible moments, you know, which you can really share with everyone, which are your eternal sources of inspiration.
There is one incident comes into my mind. It happened during 2008 when I was playing tabla for the Bhajan group. I finished my studies in March 2008, and after that for
diploma and post-diploma.
Diploma and post-diploma course. After that I was waiting for some opportunity.
You had decided to stay back in Prashantinilam?
Ji. I stayed put. So one morning in 2008, I remember, I was playing tabla. Now to remind you, I had been playing in Bhajan group for 2 years. I joined in March 2006. This is sometime in 2008. 2 years of my experience of playing tabla in Bhajan group is already there. I remember the Bhajan, Pratishwari Jagat Janani. I was playing tabla for this. Suddenly, my hand started playing something which I didn't know what it is. And it felt so good. Mm-hmm. You know, being a student of music, we are always encouraged to listen to music of all great performers and great people, great pundits of music, to get an idea how to accompany those things and things like that. We have to listen to all the great artists. So for bhajans, we also used to listen to Anoop Jalota ji's bhajans, and you know, because listening is a part of learning. Whenever we used to listen to all those great people, there used to be something very fascinating about their playing. And we used to, you know, every student of tabla or their respective field dreams that when we would be able to perform like that. It was not a performance, but it is something like that. How I felt of my playing on that particular day was the similar when I used to feel any other great player playing.
Like it was a wow feeling.
Yes. And I don't know what
and
I'm
and
playing.
And you don't know what you're doing. And
yes.
You just feel connected. Probably you're connected with some source.
Yes.
From somewhere the knowledge is.
Yes.
Just
I had been learning tabla in music college for about 4 years. I was done with my studies. I had been learning tabla in my life right from my childhood. I have got advanced learning of tabla also. But I just, at that moment, I could not figure out what my hand is playing. But whatever it is playing is so good. It is so wonderful. That entire particular bhajan, right from that particular time till the end of that bhajan, I experienced wow. After that, I was again back to myself. I knew what I am playing and what is happening. That feeling is gone. Okay, that was something to really think about and introspect within later on. Then again, it happened in a matter of 2 months or something. I was again playing tabla in the evening for some particular bhajan. My hand again started as if I have no control over it. It started playing something so out of the world. Everybody around me is appreciating. I mean, they are looking at me with appreciation in their eyes. And I am also kind of very much feeling happy. Feeling happy and stunned at the same time about what is being played. I don't know. I'm not able to figure out what is this phrase I'm playing. But it is so good. And it is going on. In that mood of the bhajan, it is going on, going on. It kept on happening. Now quite frequently, on average, in a matter of 1.5 to 2 months, it will happen. Then eventually I realized one day that what I was playing was the bowls of tabla I was familiar with, but they were never in the forefront whenever we are given lessons. For example, we are given lessons for tirukit, one particular bowl. We are given lessons to improve our dhira dhira. And some kaidas and some relas, they are structured to help us improve upon these basic and most important bowls. But there would always be some ancillary bowls put there in order to complete the structure of that particular phase. This particular phase which had been coming in my hand during bhajans was the set of those particular ancillary bowls only put together, which were never in forefront when we learn. But eventually, the definition of laggi, one particular thing which is played for lighter music, bhajan and geet ghazal, they fall into that lighter music category. Tabla players or the accompanying artists play these particular set of lighter bowls. And that in a faster speed on a continuous basis, so it becomes kind of raw, ladi, laggi. So ultimately it was forming laggi, but I had never been given lesson about that. We were focusing on main, important and very serious stuff to play. Little did I know, or little did I notice that these are the small ancillary bowls used to be there, but never focus used to go on them, because focus used to be on higher and most difficult and challenging things. And then I realized, oh wow, this is how it goes. And the mood, eventually in the broader perspective, later in the hindsight, when I introspect about it, I came to know that every bhajan doesn't have a same mood in terms of musical this thing. Some bhajans which are structured in 6 beat, 7 beats, and usually kaharva, in that also there would be sometimes adha we can play, and you know,
even the 8 bit can be played in
fast
so many
and
ways.
Slow, yes. So that sets up the mood of the bhajan. Same things in a same way, it is not advisable to play for the bhajans. So like tabla players should be able to correspond to not only the rhythm of the bhajan, but also the mood of the bhajan.
Yes.
We should be able to pick up and we should be able to slow down according to the presiding mood
of
the bhajan.
So it is not just the beat, but
yes,
the right beat.
The right beat in tune with the mood of the bhajan.
It should supplement what is being conveyed in
yes.
the bhajan.
So that was Abhishek Narayan Acharya, an alumnus of Bhagwan's Music College here in Prashantinilayam, who now works as a sound engineer in Radio Sai. In fact, he's one of the sound engineers for this program too. So with this, we've reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. The sound engineers, as I mentioned for this program, are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background music for this was done by another alumnus, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. We humbly offer this endeavor to our beloved Bhagwan, our Divine Mother, who energizes all of us here at Radio Sai every single day, every single moment. Dear listeners, please feel free to share your feedback, requests or suggestions for this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org, listener@radiosai.org.